Leonora, you are a world powerlifting champion, and you're smaller than a lot of powerlifters. How have you managed to become a powerlifting champion? Tell me about your story.
Well, it was through a lot of hard work, I would say. Some of it was talent and natural ability, because I'm genetically prone to strength training. But without hard work, I would have never got anywhere.
Now, looking at you, and I'm just a layman, I might not have put you down as a powerlifter.
I get that a lot.
Yes. Now, you say you're genetically predisposed to lifting heavy weights.
Yep.
How did all this come about? How were you tested for this?
I've been doing weights since I was very... As soon as I turned 16, as soon as I was old enough, I started going to the gym. So I've been doing weights for a long time. However, it wasn't until Gibraltar Barracks, where I did my B3 training, combat engineer training, one of the corporals saw me training and said, well, you're quite strong. Would you like to compete in powerlifting? I'd never heard of it, so I decided to give it a go. And it turns out I was quite strong. And then when I did the Girls for Gold tests, I was told that I'm genetically prone to being strong.
Okay, so how have you managed to harness your career being in the army to becoming the world champion?
I don't know what you mean.
How have you used your army career to become a world champion?
Well, it was only through the army that I started competing. This year I've done a lot of competitions. I think next year I'm going to do a little bit less because it interrupts your program. So I've had to manage competing quite a lot. I've been on a couple exercises. I've done my CLM. I've managed it together with my career. And I've managed it okay, to be honest. But I think next year I'd like to be a bit more organized and not mix everything up so much.
Now, you're 56 and a half kilograms.
That's actually a typo. I'm 55.5 kilos.
Right, so you're even lighter than that.
Well, that puts me in a different category because that's right on the edge.
And you've lifted 292.5 kilograms.
That's correct.
What's that, six times your weight of body, is that right?
Yeah, but that's spread out over three different lifts. So
right.
I did 100 kilo squats, 62.5 kilo bench press, and 130 kilos deadlift.
And what else are you strong at? Are you physically strong would you be a good fighter as well?
I don't know. I've never
it's
tried.
It's just about actual being able to lift things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really find this quite remarkable that you can become a world champion from this position. And how long have you been in the army for?
I've only been in the army for 2.5 years.
Right.
It took me 12 years to get in.
Right.
I came to this country in 1998 as a refugee from Kosovo. When the Kosovo War was going on, I tried to join the Kosovan army, but I was way too young, they wouldn't have me. So when I came here, I said I'd rather join a real army, a professional army. I had to hold a British passport to do that, which took me 7 years. And then I had to hold the passport for 5 years before I could join.
Kosovo's loss is Britain's gain. Leonora, thank you very much. What an inspirational story. Thank you.